Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Welcome to this Sunday morning. Hope you got up, you had your cup of coffee, yawned, you stretched, and you put the dogs out, and you're ready for a good and fulfilling day here on a Sunday. We don't have to go to work. That is the majority of us. But the rest of us work. We work all the time. All of us work. We're in the workforce. And as Josh said at the top of the hour here when he was introducing me, this is a show that is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I don't know any trust fund babies. I don't know anybody that's sitting on a huge pile of $100 bills just peeling them off, saying, look at all this money. I got so much money. We work. That's it. So what I do is I like to share my stories and my guests. Boy, today's like every other week. I have a fantastic guest, and you're going to be very happy to hear who it is and listen to what she has to say, because she's somebody that's very influential here in Jacksonville. But, you know, this show is designed to help you. I share with you where perhaps in my business life, I took a left where I should have taken a right, and I skinned my knees, and I learned a lesson. I like to talk about that, not hide it, tell you what I did incorrectly so that you can learn from it. And perhaps, because I'm older than you, chances are that, you know, you'll learn from it and not repeat and do the silly things that I did, and you'll have a better career as a result. Well, first thing I want to talk to you about is checking your bags. This is my monologue, if you will, how I'm going to begin the show with this checking your bags segment. Now, what does that mean? I want to tell you a story about what happened to me at one point during this week. I went to work and I had a busy day at work. And at work, there are two things that can happen. Things that can go right and then things that can go wrong or not so right or incorrectly, however you want to say it. And as the day lined up during the week, you know where this is going to go. All the things that could have fallen my way did not fall my way. It just was one after the other after the other. And the hits just seemed to keep coming, right? It was one of those days. But I suffered through it. But when I got home, you know, my disposition was a little, let's say, surly. You know, I wasn't my normal, happy, cheery self. And that's something that's controllable. There's a little thing we have called free will. We can will ourselves to be in a better mood. There's different tricks that you can pick up to have a positive mental attitude. But for whatever reason, that day I came through the door and I wasn't my normal cheery self. And what you find out very quickly is whatever mood you have, it's infectious. It's infectious. Your surroundings, the people around you, can adopt very quickly to what you show the world. Okay? So I showed my family that my disposition was a little surly and I was a little out of sorts and mad and angry at the world. Well, that rubbed off on my wife and daughter, who were in a good mood when I got there, and they picked up on my vibe and then repeated it and threw it back at me. And negativity, no matter whether it's in the office or at home, it'll eat through the room like a cancer. It's not good. Okay? Well, I want you to think about this and what the general theme is that I said my monologue is called checking your bags. Think about this. The reverse. Let's say I'm at home and I have a bad situation and everything that could go right goes wrong. And I come into work with a surly attitude, right? Now that's infectious. The person next to me, you know, I'm grunting and groaning. I'm mad and kicking stuff around and showing the world my, you know, that I'm not happy to be alive at this moment. Well, that is also infectious in the workplace. Negativity will eat through a room at work like a cancer. You know the people that just kind of bring you down. They got the face like they're mad and shaking their head like no, just as you're walking into the room. This is why, to me, when I say checking your bags is so important, and both on a personal and professional level. Okay, when I get off the elevator, even no matter what happened to me at home, my personal life could be on fire, right? But I owe it to my employer, to myself, to my family, to do my very best at work. So what I do before I walk into the door at work is I check my bags. I take all that baggage that I have on my shoulders and it's in my mind, and I have to do my best to just shake it off and put the bags down and walk through the door with a clean slate. Okay. And I do, even if I have a troubled kind of relationship that I'm leaving at home, I make sure that my partner, my wife, whoever it is, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you got over there, friends, if there's a difficult relationship, they can't keep texting you and emailing you during work and calling you. All right. Because what happens is that negativity spills onto the office and everybody has to deal with it. We owe it to ourselves and our employer, I've said this many times, to check our bags at the door. And what's equally important is when you leave the office and you have a hard day, don't take that home with you. Angie, I'm sorry. I wasn't the best this week. I had a hard day one day, and I took it out on you. And I'm here to say I'm sorry right now in front of the world. I make mistakes too. And the bottom line is I will do a better job of checking my bags. All right, guys. Like I said, this week is not unlike every week. I have some fantastic guests. And the guests that I have, you know, they have, they're business leaders and entrepreneurs, and they either started a business here in Jacksonville, or they have deep roots in Jacksonville, or a big business here in Jacksonville. And the person I have today, I'm very excited to have on my show, Linda Ford. Linda, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Pete.
Good. If I may, I'm going to read a little bit about your bio because I like getting the bios just right. So Linda has spent nearly a decade in public accounting, working on everything from tax returns, reviews, and compilations to bookkeeping, payrolls, and sales and use taxes. She's worked with clients from various industries, including construction, manufacturing, food and bar service, retail, and more. Linda is a certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor and has taught client and community classes to improve QuickBooks efficiency and effectiveness. Linda is a member of the AICPA and the FICPA. Woo! And you're also, aren't you the current president of the AFWA?
I am. Wow. I am. Great organization.
So not only are you a business leader and entrepreneur, you're smack dab in the middle of busy season running your own CPA, your own accounting firm, but you're also immersed in the community.
It's very important. You can't run a business and be involved in business and not be immersed in the community. You've got to take that time for yourself and for everyone else. It's very important.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that because I have seen businesses fail because the leader is ostriches or becomes an ostrich, keeps their head, gets so focused on the business and loses sight of the doggone community.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of accounting firms are out there. There's some of them doing some similar things. What's unique about your firm?
Well, that's a great question. While we're a full-service accounting firm and we do all those same things everyone else does, we focus on not-for-profits. So every not-for-profit needs an audit, and we provide that service for them. That audit allows them to go out and get fundraising, grants, donations, and support. And it's very important. We've all heard the celebrities in the news that are in trouble for, quote-unquote, donating to a charity, and it wasn't a real charity. That audit leads you to know whether or not it's a real charity, whether your money's going to go where it's supposed to go.
Right.
So it's while it's a business opportunity and a moneymaker for me, it's another way to serve the community as well, to let those nonprofits have the complete financial statements that they need.
Right. Well, why is that important to you and to your family?
Well, in November, right before Thanksgiving, my son, who is 12, was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And while he's doing wonderfully, I mean, Good. He's doing absolutely fantastically, it's important to me to give back to those same organizations that were there for us in our time of need. It's important for me to be able to reach out to those same folks and say, thank you. And this is a way to do that. It's a great way to give them something back that they very much need when they gave us what we very much needed.
Well, it's like a circle of life, isn't it?
It really is.
Because, this is it, folks. You think the charities that are out there, the real legitimate ones, they're helping people in their hour of need. They help so many people. Sometimes it's just having a network of people that have gone through a similar situation that you're going through, and they're a shoulder to talk to and to help understand and relate. I know one of my favorite charities is JDRF. It used to be Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, but now it's JDRF.org. We have a walk coming up on April 13th. But, I think the greatest thing is knowing that, if we just go through life with blinders, we work, when we're done working, we just stay in our own little cocoon. And then when we need something, it's not funded or there aren't the resources of the people there, we could be in deep trouble. That's really good that you're doing that. And your son's doing well, you said?
He's doing fantastic. He got straight A's on his report card.
Woohoo! Yeah. Give him a shout out.
It's pretty awesome. Congratulations, Robert.
I know you've had an interesting career, right? And I talk a lot about this on the show. Your career isn't like climbing a rock wall straight up to the top. Sometimes you're climbing up life circumstances, job changes, merger, acquisition. You have to climb back down, move over to the side a little bit to start climbing up again. I want to talk about your first thing that I know you did, and you and I have a kind of a similar profile. I was in the military, and I've spent 7 years in the United States Navy. Thank you for your service, Linda. Tell us about your service.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for your service, too.
Thank you.
I was in the United States Air Force. I am proud to be an Air Force vet. It is so wonderful. And I'll tell you, it really shaped who I am today. It helped me to grow up. It helped me to know about myself. I would recommend military service to anyone, especially kids that are starting out. They don't really know what they want to do. They don't know if college is right for them or not. It's a great way to find out about yourself, see a little bit of the world, and do something that's so much bigger than you are.
Oh, so well said. I didn't have a bunch of options when I graduated high school. I went into the Navy. And I was a mixed up kid. I mean, life could have, it could have ended a lot of different ways. I came into the Navy. I learned attention to detail, unquestioned reliability. I learned what a good boss was. I learned what a bad boss was. I knew chain of command, sense of mission. And I got to see the world. And you know what the Navy did in return? They got a hardworking, wet behind the ears kid. And the Navy gave me a college education. I went in enlisted. I was enlisted for all that time. I went to night school, weekends. And by the time I got out of the Navy, I had got my bachelor's degree and I was working on my master's. The Navy was good to me. Did you go in enlisted or were you?
I went in as enlisted as well. My family couldn't afford to put me through college, and I couldn't afford myself at 18 to put myself through college, and I didn't want a mountain of student debt.
Wow.
So it was a great way to do it. When you're active duty, you get that 75% of your tuition paid. So it was fantastic. I came out with 2 degrees, one in business management and one, of course, in accounting, and was ready to sit for the CPA exam. I was ready to go have a career.
You know who you sound like? It's Charlie Jimerson, who comes on the show with me. Charlie,
okay, now I'm flattered.
Right? Charlie did the same thing. Like, he went in to the Air Force and enlisted. He got his 4-year degree, his undergrad, in 4 years. Did you get yours in 4 years?
I did.
How did you do it? It took me doggone 6.5 years to get a bachelor. Nights and weekends. But you know what? I had cruises to do where I would be gone for six. I had 2 cruises. So maybe that's why I sucked and you guys didn't.
Well, I was fortunate to be stationed in one place almost the whole time. I did go to Saudi Arabia during the original Operation Desert Storm and spent a few months over there in the heat and learning about a completely different culture. And wouldn't trade it for the world. Oh, my gosh, what I learned and saw.
Yeah, I've seen it all, and now I'm just a little hesitant to travel abroad sometimes because
exactly.
Of what I've seen and done. Well, I want to talk about some of the organizations that you're affiliated with. We talked about AFWA, and I also know LEGS, Legs. Tell us about those two, please.
Okay, well, AFWA is the Accounting and Financial Women's Alliance, and it's a great group of women and men who are working to further women in what have been predominantly male careers, mm-hmm. accounting and finance. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of networking. It's a lot of supporting each other, helping locally as a chapter. We do CPE events. We get together and have a good time. We might go to do Cupcakes by Sweet by Holly. We might do something, you know, fun like that.
Yeah.
But it's good to build those networks. I think as women, we've neglected our networks. We've worked on our families, we've worked on our careers, we've done so many things, but we've neglected that networking, and the importance of it is clear. You could be bitter and say, oh, that quote-unquote good old boys network. It's not a good old boys network, it's just a good network,
right.
For crying out loud. We need that too.
Oh, you know, I see a lot. Now, I'm a career expert. You know, I've been in staffing for 20-plus years right here in Jacksonville, running staffing agencies, and I think I'm uniquely qualified to give advice to people because that's what I do all day long, you know. But the network is where you start, okay? And I tell people, if you don't think that you're in some kind of a job search, you're fooling yourself because you don't know what's going to happen. There's so much uncertainty in the world. And the last thing you want to do is be unprepared. You always have to have a network. And what is your network? Well, it's professional folks that are kind of swimming in the same lane as you do, that either are doing what you do or something similar. And you get together and you talk about things that can benefit each other. And I always tell people, if you're going to go to a networking event, bring something of value. Don't always take. Bring something, some information, read an article, get up on, you know, what are the latest things that you can talk about? Maybe even ask if you can become a speaker and share some information. Does that sound like some advice you give to folks as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the Legs Group was founded by Jillian Foss, who works at Montoya, which is now BKS Partners. Fantastic young lady. She is a go-getter. She's full of energy and excited. And she decided that a great way to assist women in that networking arena was to get us together on the golf course. Now, many of us have never picked up a golf club before, so we're a bunch of duffers. But we have a great time, and you get to meet other people. It eliminates some of those anxieties and fears around talking to new people because you're focusing on that darn little golf ball,
right.
And it eliminates so much, and it's such a great equalizer. But men have been doing this for years.
Right.
They figured out a long time ago that, gosh, if you go out on the golf course and hang out a little bit and talk, you can make those connections that might be the next contract, that might be the next job, or might be the next person you can help.
Good. Do you have any contact information? Let's say someone wants to learn more about AFWA or Legs in particular. Do you have contact information or website they can go to?
Absolutely. So they could go to the Ford Firm, which is www.fordfirm, F-O-R-D-E-F-I-R-M. Got to get that tricky E
the
in
e.
there, dot
yep.
com. And my LinkedIn page is on there. My Facebook connection is on there. And they could message me, and I'd be happy to get them that information and get them in contact with the right person.
Right. Now, Linda, I know you've been in accounting and finance for, let's say, over 10 years. Correct?
Yeah, just a little bit.
But you've done it all, right? You've from bookkeeping, AR, AP, but you've worked all the way up. You've were the chief financial officer for one of Jacksonville's very large employers, well-known employer in Jacksonville. You've done it all.
I have, and I think that makes me a stronger accountant and a stronger person for it. When someone comes to me and says, my bookkeeper's having a problem, well, I can help with that. But I can also help my employees when they come into my office and say, I don't know how to do this. Okay, let's figure it out together. Maybe I don't know the details of it because I've gotten to a point in my career that I don't always work on the details of it. It's okay. You can be vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it makes you a more endearing boss, honestly.
You know, one thing I stress with the folks that are in accounting and finance and also in technology is if you want to be better what you do, understand the business behind the business. Okay. It's not all about, you know, here's the technology and I blinders on, I'm manipulating this technology or I'm handling debits and credits and this. Well, what is the business? What are you looking to accomplish? You know, when you think about creating, you know, specific financial reporting things and the tools that you use, if you understand the business, you can develop a better product. Now, with you, I mean, you cost accounting from manufacturing, construction into nonprofit world, the for-profit world, you've had a look or a window into so much.
I really have, and I've been very fortunate with that. And I owe a big gratitude, a big thank you to the folks at JMF, the regional CPA firm I worked at in Alabama, for all the things that they taught me. I had the fortune to work with all the kids coming out of college, all the interns, the millennials, and they taught me so much about being human, about being understanding, about all the things that the millennials are good at. Mm. And I was so blessed to get to do that, because I'll tell you, they're the next generation. I mean, obviously, they're going to be the largest generation in the workforce very soon, if they're not already. And it's important that we understand them and embrace them. They're not dragons. They're not unicorns, although they might like to think that they are. But they're human beings. And what I learned working with them was to find the positives and to understand that it's okay if a kid comes in and questions, and I say kid because I've had that quote unquote more than 10 years of experience.
Right, right.
If a kid comes in and says, well, why are we doing it this way? Well, I don't know. Why are we doing it this way? Let's look at the root and the foundation of what we're doing, understand the business behind it, understand the client's real need, and decide if that's what we really should be doing and how we should really be doing it. Do we really need to print every tax return 5 times? Gosh, no, we're killing all the trees in the world. Seriously,
right.
We don't need to do that. And we've got the technology that allows us to not have to do that.
Right, right. Now, I know you've done well. I know you have other ventures. Let's talk about those.
Okay, well, last summer, my husband and I purchased Ocean 60 in Atlantic Beach.
Ocean 60, if you haven't eaten there. Guys, let me just give you my Ocean 60 story. I got two. Do you mind if I digress
please,
a little bit?
Please,
okay. Two Ocean 60 stories. One, I ate there last Friday night. Angie and I had reservations. And if you haven't been to Ocean 60, it's right there on the corner where Ragtime is, where across the street from One Ocean, where the Sea Turtle used to be. And it's a great little place to have date night and just kind of walk around. We went in, and the tuna pokey, oh my God, it is to die for.
It is.
Angie always likes to pick one little favorite thing and put it on Angie's picks on our website. Tuna pokey's going up there. We had a wonderful night, fantastic service, and it was a great night. And after that, we kind of walked around and, you know, had a great night. The other time was about, I don't know how long it was ago, maybe 6 months, whenever our anniversary was in October. So we go there, and Angie had two of your signature cocktails. And by two, I mean one too many. Fortunately, we were staying across the street for date night. We walked across and stayed at One Ocean. So it was a great night. It was a good time. She could have had one less cocktail for her. It was still a great night. Sorry, but talk about Ocean 60, please.
Well, we absolutely love it. We've got a great general manager, Eric Wentz. He is phenomenal. He absolutely knows the front of the house. He knows what to do in the kitchen. He can really coordinate the teams. He can fit that extra table in there. If there's any space, he's going to find room
right.
for the person. So he's phenomenal. And then we've got these chefs. And I said to Chef Terry the first time I met him, I said, Terry, you make fish that could make someone cry. And he said, is that good or bad? Terry, it's good. It's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I never thought I liked tuna poke until I had it prepared fresh and correctly. I never thought I liked steak tartare. Oh my gosh, Terry brought me steak tartare and I'm like, okay, I'm trying it.
Yep.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. So having those people in place has made it just so much fun for us. We're getting to know the beach community and all the businesses around us. I love to get on Instagram, and I'm trying to teach David how to do Instagram. That's an old dog, new trick kind of thing, definitely. And I like to go
hey, David,
like other people.
When you
people's.
Learn, tell me, okay? Because I have to have some. Angie does it for me. So
I like it. So I like to go like other people's pages and their posts. And it's really helped to bring us together as a group. The outpouring of support as we've gone through all the different things that we've dealt with this year, including Robert's illness, has been phenomenal just because of those little reach outs, those little, hey, let me go like their page and get them a little bit of extra going on their Instagram page. But Ocean 60 is phenomenal. We do have signature cocktails. We specialize in all kinds of martinis, and our bartenders are game for anything. They're a lot of fun. They can come up with anything from drinks to match your dress, which we did last year for the Beaches Fashion Show. They came up with a drink for every different color of the rainbow for me.
I didn't think that. What a great concept.
Yeah, they can do anything. Mm-hmm. One of the things that David has implemented with them is if someone wants to have a learn how to make a cocktail party. So someone can come in the afternoon before our regular business hours. They can bring their group in, have the bartender teach them how to make a couple of martinis, which is never a bad thing to know how to do, right?
No. I'm thinking about how I can get, I live in the Isle of Palms area, mm-hmm. how I can get the Isle of Palms mafia out there.
There you go.
Oh, good. All right. Well, listen, that music right there is telling us that we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Linda, please stay with us and come back after the break. Guys, you're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, here on News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. My guest today is Linda Ford, and we're having a great time. And let me ask you this now. This is one you talked about, millennials and helping the younger folks too. What if you could go back in time? You know, I ask all my guests this, and I'm not letting you off the hook without giving me an answer on this. If you could go back in time and you find 21-year-old Linda, what advice would you give yourself?
Well, I'd probably smack myself upside my head first. That would probably have to be first. Right. I think my advice would be very similar to the advice that Alexander Burr gave. Well, that Aaron Burr gave to Alexander Hamilton. Thank you. In the play Hamilton. My son is a huge fan of Hamilton. Mm-hmm. So, and he told him to talk less and smile more. Can you imagine how much we could have learned as 21-year-olds if we would have shut up?
Oh, man. I mean, even now, someone look at me, but half the people that I interact with say, hey, just talk less, smile more.
You've got great advice. You've got a lot of knowledge to share. But as a 21-year-old, I thought I had all the knowledge, and I really didn't. Oh, my goodness. I was arrogant. I was cocky. I was all those things that you think about 21-year-olds being. And I look back now and go, wow, what could I have learned from all those bosses that I had if I'd have just shut up?
Right. Great advice. Linda, you're the owner of the Ford firm here. This is a full service accounting firm that really caters to the nonprofit sector. How do people get a hold of you? Let's get your contact information out there so that people want to reach you, they can.
Absolutely. So my email address is lford@fordfirm.com. So that's lford@fordefirm.com. Or you can call me at the office, and that's 904-725-5832. I'd be happy to take any calls, to assist you, to walk you through whatever your situation might be. One thing that we're a little bit different is that we don't charge every time we pick up the phone.
Mm.
A lot of accounting firms do that. A lot of law firms do that. You send an email, you have a question, you're getting charged for it. We tend to price on a flat fee and say, this is what our fee is going to be. And then we talk to you. We help you. I want my staff to spend as much time with you as you need. And the only way they can do that is if I give them some discretion and I'm not hounding them to be billable 100% of the time.
Wow, that's a different spin because I've seen it the other way more often than not.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Linda, I'm going to have to test your music trivia. Josh, can you put your microphone on here because I'm going to get you in this. Okay. Josh is our producer, and he's going to have to challenge Linda. Linda, okay, first question is, who was the father figure in the charts? Who was a father figure in the charts? I'm not even father figure. Who sang father figure?
Oh, God.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine.
I know the song.
I will be your preacher, teacher.
Was that
anything you had in mind? I'll be
Michael's.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
George Michael.
Oh, okay.
1-0.
Big, 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 big.
Josh, in which country was Celine Dion born?
Canada.
Yes, correct.
That was easy.
1-1. Okay, the next one. Oh, come on. I'm going 60s, but this one looks easy. Who was the original lead singer, Linda, of the Supremes?
Diana Ross.
Yes. Bing, 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 bing,
yay!
Bing. Correct. All right, going back
to... getting those questions. I have no idea.
Oh, you don't want the 60s one? I think it's only fair.
No,
I'll
take them.
I think I have.
Let's see it.
Who was the first British female to win a Grammy Award?
British female?
Yep. Petula?
Oblongata.
No. Petula Clark. Petula Oblongata. All right. And, okay, let me see. I'm going to let you guys. Okay. Linda? What was the original double A-side of Prince's number one hit, 1999?
Ooh.
Flip side, equally popular song.
1999, Little Red Corvette?
Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, man, I never stood a chance.
You got three to one. You win best out of five.
Well
ladies
done,
and
Linda.
Gentlemen, a hard worker would beat the job guy. You just listened to Linda Ford from the Ford firm. Linda, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Pete.
All right. And that brings us to one of my favorite parts of the show. And this is where we get our leadership lessons from Coach Larry. Each week, Larry O'Brien gives us something to work on to help us to be more effective and productive as a leader. And today, he's going to tell us, give us some tips that are going to deal with storytelling, presence, and presentation, and also how to be a better public speaker, I guess. So with no further ado, let's go to leadership lessons from Coach Larry.
It was 1982, and it was my turn to give the current event speech in Mr. Fitzmaurice's social studies class. It was seventh grade. I was a screaming introvert. I was awkward socially. I recently moved to this country, and now facing my biggest fear, public speaking, which for many is scarier than death itself. So what does a shy kid do for his speech? Well, he channels his inner Morton Downey Jr., of course. If you don't know who he is, you have to YouTube him. Morton Downey was a loudmouth talk show host. He yelled at his guests, he yelled at his audience, and he had pretty high ratings. During my speech, I remember how I moved around the room. I got into people's faces. I wrote inexplicably large numbers and phrases on the blackboard and ultimately shared the current event, which was that there was a serious car accident over the weekend, as I learned in my local newspaper. So when my speech was over, the teacher didn't know what to say. The students seemed perplexed as well. I thought, oh my goodness, what had I done? And after that awkward moment, the class erupted Jerry Springer style, and I received high fives and a standing ovation as I made my way to my little desk and back to my introverted self. 30 years later, I saw Mr. Fitzmaurice at my grammar school reunion. We both looked much older. He had the same smile, so I recognized him, and I was about a foot taller. A bunch of us went up to him and said hello, and he didn't remember any of my classmates. But when I said hello, you know, he didn't remember me either. So I shared my name, and he said, Larry, the kid with the current events? So today I'm going to talk about storytelling. You probably know the benefits of storytelling. For one, it makes you and your topic memorable. People think in stories, and they remember things in stories. And just as important, telling a story makes you, the presenter, more at ease because you're talking about something that is real. Further, it puts your audience at ease because you are more at ease. Stories are a perfect way to start just about any presentation, but it's got to be done right. So today I'm going to give you some pretty important tips. First, you should know your story by heart. It should be authentic. If it really happened, then this part should be easy. Second, there needs to be some stakes in the story, something that others can relate to. In my story, it was the fear of public speaking in front of your peers. I think we can all relate to that. Also, it was about doing something different that hadn't been done before. Third, you need a great opening. This is where the audience is making their decision about you. Should I pay attention to this person? You know, sharing something funny is a great way to start a story or something compelling, but be thoughtful and really nail your opening. Use imagery, names. What do people say? Describe their faces. By adding in these details, people will be more likely to remember. Finally, you need a strong ending. A colleague of mine shared this pearl of wisdom. She said, start with a joke and end with something inspiring. You know, at the end of speeches, I often hear people ramble on a little bit, or they end by saying, that's it. So end with a call to action. It could be a powerful quote or something thought-provoking. That's a good way to end. And just like you nailed your opening, you really need to nail your closing. So what's your story? What will you do to move others and connect with your audience? See how I ended that? I used a call to action. So if you are interested in storytelling, I teach a program on presence and presentations. Reach out to me if you want to share your story or if you have a need for one-on-one coaching or if you'd like to experience my workshop. My website is MendozaAndO'Brien.com or please call me at 843-800-2156. Now back to my favorite storyteller, Pete the Job Guy.
Another winner right there from the world famous coach, Larry. Guys, go to Mendoza and O'Brien, MendozaAndO'Brien.com. If you ever need any coaching assistance, he'll customize a program for you, deliver it in English or Spanish. And he is fantastic. He has my strongest personal and professional endorsement. His name is Larry O'Brien. He is the chief learning officer of Mendoza and O'Brien. All right, guys, I want to make sure you know who I am and what I'm about. My name is Pete the Job Guy, but my real name is Pete Langlois. Mark Kay called me Pete the Job Guy years ago, and he was wrestling with my last name, but my name's Pete Langlois, and I run staffing companies. It's all I've done. I've done this for so long. I'm a career expert. There's a lot of people out there want to give you advice, want to tell you how to do something, but if you're going to take advice from someone, make sure they're an expert in their field and they've been doing it for a while. They're not the expert du jour, or, you know, they're not just a wealth of advice, but no real-world experience behind it. Here locally, guys, I run SNI companies, and you know our family of brands, Accounting Now, Staffing Now, SNI Financial, SNI Technology, SNI Banking, SNI Legal. These are all specialty providing staffing companies. Each one's like a separate business unit. So for instance, an SNI technology division, it's made up of folks that know technology inside and out. So if you need to have a key position filled, you're going to want somebody that's more than just a shoe shine and a handshake. You're going to want somebody that understands technology so they can ask. And they're not just going to say, hey, give me some buzzwords to look for. You know, hey, give me the job description. They're going to ask you where you're at, where are you looking to go, and let me help fill in the gaps. Heck, I'll write the job description for you. That team's led by Ben Cusson. Ben Cusson has been in staffing every bit as long as I have, and he's just made his living in technology. So he can help you. Is it application development that you need? Is it tech support, infrastructure? Is it networking, engineering? Is it business intelligence, big data? Whatever it is, Ben can find the folks that you need. And he supplies them either on a contract basis, a contract to hire, or on a direct placement business basis. So if you need some help, you know, have an upgrade, a migration, or a conversion, and you need some sets of hands to come out there, put on your jerseys and do the job, they can help you. They'll be there. Maybe it takes 1 week, 1 day. Maybe it takes 3 weeks, 3 months. Maybe it takes 3 years. Ben and his team can find talent that nobody else can. Our folks, our team, I have some of the best recruiters in Jacksonville. I know because I've seen most of them. I've been doing this long enough. But you take great recruiters and people with a good attitude and a desire to win, competitive folks, and you equip them with some of the most cutting-edge recruiting tools. I mean, we have artificial intelligence, NLP Logics, right here in town, help develop this for us, to write these incredible algorithms that help us to find the best candidates faster than anybody else can find it. So when I say you take the best people and you equip them with the industry's best tools, watch out. out. I'm challenging you. You got a skill set that's hard to find and in very short supply? Give me a buzz. Call me at SNI Companies. Our number is 904-713-2550. Again, 904-713-2550. Right? It's SNI Companies. And you can ask for me, Pete the Job Guy. If you need career advice or you just want to bat something off me, you can always email me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'd invite all of you to go to my website. It's pretty funny, PeteTheJobGuy.com. I know, real creative, right? That's my website. But my wife runs a lot of the website stuff. But Angie has been in staffing for, gosh, I think about 16 or 17 years. That's what she's done. You know, she's done it with me for many years. So she's also a career expert. But we've lived in Jacksonville for a long time, and we've seen a lot. We've eaten at so many restaurants. We've stayed in all the area hotels. We've spent our money here in Jacksonville over the years. And Angie has put together what she calls Angie's Picks, just her favorite local places that she goes to, whether we do a staycation down in St. Augustine or up in Amelia Island, or we have a wonderful dinner at Linda's Place that we talked about earlier at Ocean 60, or, you know, if I want to tell you where to get the best fried shrimp in Jacksonville, the best martini, the best Bloody Mary, Angie knows where it is. Go right to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Click on Angie's Picks and just let it roll. You know, you can scroll through it, but just look at all of them. It's fun stuff for you. Guys, if you need customer service help, let's say you're looking for a really, really good customer service rep, somebody that can think and speak on their feet, they're reliable problem solvers, call us at Staffing Now, 904-713-2550. Let us help you with your search. Or if you just need help with your peak season, you need 5-10 customer service reps, we'll help you. God forbid the hurricane hits and you need claims examiners and you need people to answer your phones. You call SNI Companies. Get a head start on it. Let us know that you know, to be ready for you. So we'll already know your work environment, the types of people you're looking for. So all you have to do is when we see it coming, we'll already have the resources ready for you. Our number is 904-713-2550. We're SNI Companies. You may also know us by Accounting Now. You know, let's say you're a controller and it's month end, year end, quarter end. And, you know, if you could clone yourself, what would you have yourself do? Well, that's what I do. I supply the clone. I'll supply 4, 5, 6 clones out there that are going to help make you look good. All you have to do is call me. And our number is 904-713-2550. The same goes for, you know, accounting and finance. If you want to, you know, we just found a CFO that nobody else seemed to be able to find because some of the other local agencies had this order before we did. We came in and we found the perfect person. We produced a candidate that was head and shoulders above what the market would bear and above what anybody else could find. And we're very proud of that. You know, we have the tools. We have the people. Give us a shot. SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. Guys, we're coming to a part of the show that's one of my absolute freaking favorite parts of the show. This is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. And for those that, if you're new to the show, I put this segment in because I want it there. And it's funny. Someone said, hey, I like your show. It's all about business. And then you get this weird Boston update. It makes me laugh, but how does it relate to the show? It doesn't. It doesn't relate one iota. Danny Mullen is the funniest guy I've ever met, and I went to boot camp with him. And I said, Danny, every week give us a Boston update. And also my listeners, they email me, and they'll say, hey, can you give a birthday shout-out to so-and-so? So Danny always gives the birthday shout-out. So if you have a birthday, a wedding, a special event, and you want Boston Danny to give a shout-out to you or to one of your somebody in your family or a friend, you just go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, go to my weekly contributors section, and there's a spot right in there where you can fill out a little bit of something, and Danny will make sure he gives a shout-out. But with no further ado, Josh, let's play it right now. Let's go to the Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hey, good morning, Jacksonville. Danny here giving the update from Boston. Well, the Red Sox haven't got off to a good start, but, you know, it just keeps us humble. It makes us remember how we have to fight to get where we want and get our championships the way we have. Just like everyone always says, you don't get something for nothing. But, again, You know, we're getting excited. We got the Boston Marathon coming up. You know, everyone's very excited. It's a big thing around here, especially after what happened last time. A lot of the law enforcement community comes together. It's a big day for them. A lot of people get recognized, and we get all the runners in town. It's prestigious. It's kind of something to see, and we're very proud of our Boston Marathon and our holiday on April 15th, which, you know, the rest of the country, they have to file their taxes by April 15th. We get a one-day waiver because we actually have a holiday here. So they let our deadline be April 16th. That's a true fact. And you know what? Here's a couple more facts, you know what I mean? Because you know I like to sprinkle the infield with some obscure facts about the town that I love. And as my wife Cheryl says, I'm a veritable font of useless information. So, okay, here we go. There were about 5 miles of neon tubing in the Citgo sign at Kenmore Square. You can see it when you're watching the Red Sox. And at 90 feet below the surface, the Ted Williams Tunnels is the deepest in North America. That's the newest one that we built. It goes from Boston right over to Logan Airport, which is still part of Boston, but it's across the harbor. So, also, the 60-story John Hancock building in Boston boasts 13 acres of glass. A really pretty sunset that reflect into Fenway Park during the home games. Very pretty. And here's another fact, about 250 college students live in Boston. So if you don't count them, only about 600,000 people live in Boston. And like I always say, it's a big city, but it feels like a small town. You can always find a friend of a friend anywhere you go. Everyone knows everyone. So act accordingly, I always say. And the Boston University Bridge on Commonwealth Ave in Boston is the only place in the world where a boat can sail under a train, driving under a car, driving under an airplane. Again, fun fact, but useless knowledge. My wife hates it when we watch Jeopardy. She actually doesn't let us do it anymore. So, Jacksonville, I have a few shout-outs here. You know, you people come and go, and I just want you people to know, I love getting to know you guys. Sorry if I'm butchering your names and all, but hey, what can I do? I can't help myself. So, Misty Jackmore, Kelly Benjamino, and Chad Moyer, have a great day. Just know that Boston Danny likes to shout out your names and give it to you, so keep them coming. Peter, all brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday and, you know, carry on, folks. Have fun. I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, and another gem from the world-famous Boston Danny. I love you, man. You're the greatest. I want to thank Danny. I want to thank Coach Larry. And a special thanks goes to Linda Ford from the Ford Firm for spending her Sunday morning with me. Thank you very much, Linda. Guys, you are all hard workers just like me. I want you to go out there and go get them this week. Show them you're working your smartest and you're working your hardest. Go get them, hard workers.